Now we're recording. Now I'm talking to you live at New York Comic Con 2007. Not 2006, as I labeled a disc the other day. But I'm sitting here with Ed Chavez, and we've just finished watching some manga industry panel.
Yeah. It was basically like a comics buyer panel or something, and actually half of it ended up being just about manga.
Because they had a Marvel and DC guy there, but they ended up mostly talking about manga, as Marvel and DC kind of piggyback on the channels the manga has opened. But Ed was telling me something really interesting about convenience store manga.
Convenience store manga. Well, convenience store manga is I guess it is a segment of the manga industry. It's a different type of manga channel, distribution channel. I guess if you guys end up going to the manga cast and listening to one of the ICDV2 panels, you'll hear about channels and they're basically ways to sell books and whatever. And one cool thing about manga in Japan is you're able to find it practically anywhere, at train stations, at bookstores, at people are actually handing them out on the street now for free in some places. One place you can find them in excess is at convenience stores. I was talking to Aaron about this a little while ago.
Yeah, I totally witnessed it firsthand, where kind of if you picture a small Walden Books in a crappy mall in the Midwest, they probably have about the same amount of manga as you'd find at 7-Eleven in Japan.
Right. But one specific demographic of manga caters specifically to convenience stores. Actually, I guess there are a couple elements to it. You'll find a lot of cheap reprints from existing titles. So, for example, if you're into Urusei Yatsura or something, Shogakukan will print Urusei Yatsura. Obviously, it's now 25 years old, right? But they'll print it without a dust jacket, and it'll be like 100 yen or like 200 yen. And they'll call this line is called My First Shonen Sunday.
Like a dollar.
Yeah, I mean, and the paper quality is even worse than a normal tankobon. Obviously, no dust jacket. Cover is kind of sepia tone.
Yeah.
But they're just kind of giving this stuff away just to keep people interested. And another market is the widebond, like huge, huge, thick omnibuses.
Okay.
And Golgo 13. You can sometimes find those in that type of print. Or Lone Wolf and Cub, actually. Now that new Lone Wolf and Cub is being made by Koika.
Yeah. Daryl's right. I wanted me to pick up the My First Wide edition of AEIOU Boy, but I couldn't find it. But it may have been a cheaper title that came out a few years ago, so it was no longer in the convenience store. But he was like, you can pick up the whole series for $5, right. I promise.
Yeah, that's the same idea as My First Shonen Sunday.
Yeah.
Really cheap reprints. Then there's this other segment of the market, which is hentai, and these guys specifically do call themselves convenience manga, and it's manga that they actually sell in convenience stores before they go on sale at regular bookstores or sometimes even online. The prices might seem a little higher because the runs are a little shorter. But you'll run into some really established hentai mangaka, and their books are just shelved like right above the magazine racks, kind of out of reach for the little kids.
The porn section is the end of the magazine section, and it turns out that's also where the mahjong magazines are. Like, it goes gambling themed, like pachinko and mahjong titles, then the porn.
Right. And then not too far away from there is usually the alcohol. So when I usually end up going to a place like Lawson or something.
Wasn't that great?
Here we are live at New York Comic Con 2007. This is Friday, day one for everyone else, day two for me. Noah arrived only after all the good stuff was over, lamentably. And as usual, As usual, we're standing around making dinner plans. Who knows what will happen? We seem to have lost Ed Chavez. He's lost his Palm Pilot. And he has no cell phone. We have no way of contacting him. Although he has my phone number and some quarters. So, and keys to our apartment. Hopefully he'll find his way back. It'd be funny if I posted this on the internet and he listened to it, like, before we found him. How have you been enjoying the con today so far? Average person I don't know.
It's pretty good.
What did you do? What did you see? Went up to Artist Alley. It's really crowded there. I can't imagine what it's going to be like tomorrow. It's going to be horrible, I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, wander around the show floor. It's good. Great. Do you want to say anything?
No.
You have no comment on this podcast special?
No.
Thanks for being a co-host there, Noah. Way to go. Let's see who else. Do you want to say something on the podcast? All right, all I have to say about this con is that it's Friday, and I'm already completely exhausted. Clearly, I am doomed for the rest of the con. However, it's much better than last year's con, largely for reasons of the aisles being wider. That's actually a critical, critical thing, because we are not all just like human fat clogging the arteries of the con. We can all flow freely. It's very nice.
Friday's been good. We managed to get ourselves a really decent table right behind DC Comics and Tokyo Pop. So, yeah, it's gonna be good, and I want to watch the next episode of Naruto Shippuden already. I know, it's on my computer. I downloaded it. I haven't watched it yet. Yay!
Alright. I'll probably watch it tonight. You're watching it tonight?
Oh, hell yeah. You know how long I've been waiting for these fucking things? It's like, the filler arc is over. I'm not waiting any longer for these episodes.
Oh, I was hoping that was our friend. But no. What else? What did you do today?
Well, I collected the Buffy posters because I was all over Dark Horse, you know. Found out Devil Stew wasn't doing anything for G.I. Joe, really. And failed to play the action I wanted to on the Naruto DS game. Very disappointing.
Yeah, there wasn't like a versus mode. We wanted to do the Katon where you blow into the tube or whatever, but it didn't seem to be... It was in like mission mode and stuff.
Yeah, they didn't have anyone to kind of show you how to play the game, which would have been nice.
Yeah, nobody ever came over to be like, I'll show you how to play. Maybe they did that all day or...
Yeah, it was in Japanese too, wasn't it?
Oh, no, it had English. It was in English. But I think if you were a kid, you probably wouldn't want people to help you.
Maybe.
And their audience is like teens.
Quite honestly, I doubt they had anyone who knew how to play it.
That's probably also true.
Suspicion.
Yeah.
Did you see that they're ripping you off?
For what?
With Corporate Ninja?
There's a Corporate Ninja comic book over there somewhere.
Yeah, it was bound to happen. I'm not really a corporate ninja. I'm a corporate ninja today. Yeah, I'm a ninja consultant, which is a corporate ninja. And yeah, something like that. More flexible.
You're not tied into one company.
All right. I think I'm just thinking about food. It's the end of day one, sort of. Listen to me, children, and I tell you all the legend of the ninja. There were men of the night who moved in the night. They shed their lives. They were ready to fight. Shaka ninja. For honor, ready to kill. And they were ready to die. Ready to die. Ready to fight. Shaka ninja. For honor, ready to kill. And they were ready to die. Ready to die. Then he takes his sword in hand, as the wild bird flies, he will move throughout the land. He will track his way, moving day and night. He will find a way, and when you finally realize, you let me get within your sight. So listen to me, children, and I tell you all the legend of the ninja. They were men of the night who moved through the night and shed their lives. They was ready to fight.